It's often said that looks can be deceiving, and we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together today to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. You mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. It's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for exposing the masters within. Let's get started. Today is Sunday, April 10th, 2011. If you're listening live, and obviously not if you're listening to the recording, I am here today to talk about owning your own story and what exactly that means. We all live, unfortunately, not nearly as much in the present as we would like, at least from everyone I've spoken to. If you're in the present all the time, applause to you. But most of us live in some combination of past, present, and future, where we are thinking about what has happened, especially the things that we regret, the things that we didn't quite get accomplished the way we wanted, the things that we said that we wished we could change. Or we're looking and living in the future, worrying about what's to come, how that bill's going to be paid, how we're going to handle this situation in our relationship with that person. And that prevents us from being exceptionally present right now to experience this moment. So as we begin, as we move forward today, I want to start, and actually I think I'm going to attempt to do this every time we start. I would like each one of us to reach out energetically and feel the community, feel everyone else out there who is connecting in, because we're not alone, as much as we may sometimes feel that way. And I hear quite often from people walking a spiritual path, from people trying to live from a place of empowerment, even people who live in large cities, how difficult it can be to find that community of other people who are also seeking to live this way, to live consciously. And so I'd like to start rewriting that, both for myself and for any of you who would like to change that part of your story and open into finding and experiencing more community for yourself. So just take a deep breath, bring yourself fully into your body, and reach out with your consciousness and open to that energetic connection with this community, with the community of other people seeking to expose themselves, seeking to really know who they are at the core of their being and come to express from there, come to live from there, come to share from that place of power. And really breathe that in. Allow yourself to be filled and feel the support of that. Feel the support not only of those listening to the show, but everyone on the planet in a body right now who is seeking to live that way consciously. And open up another level to all of those guides and angels, the masters, the teachers, in this context, the ascended masters, the ones who are out of body at this moment. Allow yourself to feel their support as well. Just breathe that in. Take that in. Take that connection into yourself and really breathe it down. Ground it into your experience. Okay. So, thanks again for joining me here today. This is going to be an interesting day. I start, not necessarily my day, but I start preparing for these shows by doing shamanic journey. Go out and connect with what it is I need to bring in to share today. What is the most important bit of energy or information? And they gave me quite a ride today, so I'm really excited to share this out here. But before I jump into that piece that they've given me, I want to talk a little bit about that question. How much do you own your story, and how much does your story own you? And this relates to what I was talking about earlier about being in the moment versus being in the past versus being in the future. When we're focusing our consciousness, often it's hard to just keep it right here. And that's because, in one way of looking at it, of our story. We all have these definitions of who we are. And they can be pretty entrenched. And we have managed to manifest all kinds of experiences out in the world that reinforce our story about ourselves. So, if we believe, if our story, for instance, as it was with me, before I knew what the word shy was, I was shy as a child. And that was my story. And I lived that way. And it was exceptionally hard for me to talk to others. It was exceptionally hard for me to go out in the world. I was the poster boy of the mama's boy. I can remember once, and I don't know how old I was, probably about 8 or 9, and my mother had signed my brother and sister and I up for some dance lessons, and I was petrified. I literally hid under the bed. I would not come out. I refused to go do this. It was just something to do in her mind, something that would be good for us to learn and to play with and to experience. But my story was I was shy. I can't do that. I can't expose myself to other people looking at me. And so I hid under the bed and I cried and threw a tantrum or whatever I did and managed to not go. And I let my story stop me from experiencing something new. And I've done that thousands of times in this lifetime in a multitude of different stories, different storylines about who I was and where I, what I was good at and what I was not good at and what was safe and what wasn't safe. And as I've walked on this path, one of the biggest things that I have sought to do is to get clearer about who I really am and shed my story so that I can free myself, and especially from the past, but also from the future, because my story, again, about being shy, for instance, prevented me from going out and experiencing that dance class, probably with people I would never see other than at that class. It limited me because I couldn't picture myself in that experience and being safe at the same time. And so I stopped myself. So, yes, we bring our past forward, and then we project it into the future and prevent ourselves from moving into the future we desire because we have these glasses on, these lenses, these filters that we're seeing our future through, and they're colored by all of those experiences from our past. And so what we're going to do today, hopefully, to whatever degree each of us is open to it, is to take some of those filters out so that we don't have to carry them forward with us, so that we can see this moment and future moments from a clearer, more centered space of our own empowerment, of what I believe to be the underlying truth. And if this isn't true for you, you're probably not listening to the story. You're probably not listening to the show. So, the underlying truth that I believe is that we are all divine at our core. We are all spirit, soul. Terms really don't matter to me in this sense, but we are all divine. And we are much more powerful, much more creative, much more wonderful than we give ourselves credit for or allow ourselves to express. And so what I'm looking to do today is to help remove some of those filters so we can see that truth of ourselves, to experience it more fully, more deeply, more clearly. And as we experience it, then it automatically expresses. It's not difficult. It's who we are. The difficult part is what we've been doing, the hiding of it, the keeping our candle, keeping our light under the barrel, under the basket, under the cover, so that we are not being seen. So, what I'd like to do, and what I would ask each of you to do, is to just give yourself permission to let go of as much of your story as it is safe for you to do today. Exposure is something to do gradually. Yes, we might want to all just jump out there and act as if we really do fully experience our light. But most often it's more like getting in the swimming pool. We go over, we test the water, we stick a toe in first and see if it's comfortable, see how comfortable it is. I spoke on one of the other shows about the wiggle room. We are seeking to expose ourselves to the degree that we can within that wiggle room, within the degree that we can even envision it as possible. If we go too far, we will simply reject the experience completely. So set that permission to open, to let go of your story to the degree that's safe, to the degree that's in your wiggle room, and then do it again. Do it at another time. Do it a month from now, or 2 months from now, or 3 months from now, and let yourself expand again. Because as you embrace your wiggle room and own new truth about yourself, that wiggle room expands. That space of what's possible expands. And the path, as far as I'm concerned, that we're on of discovering our own empowerment, sharing our own light, is one where, as far as I'm concerned, I would like to move as far forward as quickly as possible. So I want to expand and fill my wiggle room fully, integrate that as much as possible, and then as soon as possible, expand out again. So this is a tool that I think serves that purpose. So as we step forward again, I'm going to do a little bit more mental, and then I'm going to jump into an exercise, the exercise that I was given in that journey. So, whenever there is something that happens, an event, an experience that we have, there is, we'll call it objective reality. It may or may not actually exist, but let's call it objective reality. And that's the truth of what happened. For instance, in the example I gave of the dance class that I hid under the bed to hide from, the objective reality was my mother thought this was going to be good for me, signed me up for this class, and was simply ready to take me. It was time to go to the class. That was the objective reality. The objective reality included me hiding under the bed and refusing to go. Now, the subjective reality then were all those things that I felt about it, that she felt about it, that my siblings felt about it, and our interpretation of those things, including our intentions. My intention was just to be safe. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to expose myself. Didn't feel safe to me. I have no idea why, but that was my story. It wasn't safe. And was it most likely safe? Yeah. Most likely. Had I actually been able to go, who knows, probably would have been embarrassed. I blushed a lot as a child. I probably would have blushed a lot there. I might have actually ended up having some fun, but my story wouldn't allow me because my interpretation of the world didn't include a dance class out there with strangers as being a safe place. That story, that subjective story about it that my mother had, her intention was an entirely different thing than mine. Her intention was to maybe help me overcome some of my shyness, to help me feel more confident in myself. And yet, my response, my story clashed with that and felt like it was going to be worse rather than better, that it wasn't going to improve things for me, it was going to make them worse. So that, in a nutshell, is one way to look at why we clash with other people in our lives. Even people who we love dearly, even people who we share the same philosophy with, even people who we share the same basic viewpoint of the world with, they have different filters. And my own personal belief is that we as souls coming into body chose what filters we were going to put on when we came in. And we've been living out those filters ever since. And gradually, hopefully, shedding some of them along the way on this path of empowerment, on this path of self-discovery. And so, I'm ready for the exercise now. That's enough of the background. That's enough of the theoretical. So as we step forward into this exercise, I would ask each one of you to simply ground yourself. Take a deep breath. Allow that breath to go all the way in and allow it to go all the way back out again. And you're probably going to get more out of this if you close your eyes, but obviously do what works for you. Be comfortable. And imagine, if you will, that you are standing at the very top of a volcano. And as you look over the edge of that, over the lip of that volcano, you see lava bubbling. And it's down a safe distance so that just standing there, you're not getting toasted. But you definitely can feel the heat. And you see the bubbles rising and popping. And I would like you to claim this as your personal volcano, because you are going to do some work here with the volcano today. And when I say with, the volcano is going to do work for you. And so let's start gradually. Let's start with what part of our story? How about our education? All of our schooling. So take each one of the school buildings that you attended, whether for a day or for years, and just drop it into the lava. Let it go. Let it go. It was experience, good, bad, indifferent, probably a mixture of all of that, but you're just letting it go. You don't need to hold on to all of what you learned there. You don't need to hold on to yourself as a graduate of this institution or that institution. You don't need to hold on to whether you had difficulty in school or whether you were extremely successful. Those definitions of yourself, you're just letting go of. And each one of these buildings and all of those associated experiences just melt away in the lava. Good. Now, how about, another big one. How about any religious or even spiritual training that you've had up to this point, that you've defined yourself as or by or even against? Sometimes I define myself as a recovering Catholic, and that's holding on to it. That's holding on to it. So take those buildings, the churches, the temples, the synagogues, whatever the building, the mosque, whatever it might be, and just drop them all in there. And drop in there as well all of the associated classes that you might have taken that were spiritual, all of the specific experiences you had in any of those religious institutions, and all of the training, all of the experiences you've had so far walking on this path since you've consciously decided to awaken and move forward in your life. And drop all of those in there as well, because those were meant to free you, not to bind you to a different set of teachings. So let them all go. And how about now we go to all of the places that you have called home, all of the places that you have lived, all those buildings, apartment buildings, doesn't matter, everything, temples, teepees, if you've lived in a teepee or a yurt, doesn't matter, even if you've lived there just for a day or overnight, a tent or a hotel room, drop them all in. You don't need to remember them, just intend that each one of them is going in. And this is a pretty big volcano, so it's got plenty of room for all of this in there. And each one of them is melting down as well. And with it is going all of the experiences that you had in each one of those places that you lived, no matter for how long or short you lived there. And they are just going, gone. And now let's move even closer inward. And let's take all of the thoughts you have ever thought in this body. They're harder to see, perhaps. But they still hold us back sometimes. And so we want to let those go as well. So if you need to, imagine those thoughts inside one of those cartoon bubbles for when someone is speaking. And let each one of those bubbles go down into the lava. Okay, that one has a lot of energy in it. And so now let's go take a little step back for a moment to the world of the physical, now that we went into the mental. And let's take all of the possessions. First, all the things that you own right now. But then, as you start dumping those in there, add to it all of the things that you've ever owned previously in this life. Things that you liked, things that you hated, things that you loved, things that you got very tired of. Let all the possessions go into the lava. That one's got a lot of weight too. So we're just giving a second while those things dissolve in that lava. And now we're going to go back into the core. And we're going to take all of the emotion, every feeling you have ever had, and take those up to the edge and drop them in as well. And some of them are very loving feelings. They look like little hearts maybe, or butterflies, and others are looking much more like when they cuss in the cartoons. Doesn't matter which they are, what kind, drop them all in. Let them go. Every feeling you've already had, you're complete with. You're complete with. Because feelings are about the moment, they're about now. So let the old ones go. And yeah, we've got a lot of energy here as well. Make sure you're breathing while we're doing this. While you're doing this, just let them go. Good ones too. They can hold us back just as much, if not more, than the negative ones. Good. And now let's take a moment and look at names. First name, last name, middle name, nickname, job title, doctor, Mrs., Mr., Ms., Miss. Any of those, all of those that you have ever been considered, they're not you. They're part of you, but they're not all of you. So time to let those go as well. Imagine all those names falling off of you. All of those limitations going away. And as those are falling away, a new thing is coming up inside of you, and this is all the roles that you have played. Son or daughter, sibling, cousin, sister, brother, mother, father, lover, partner, husband, wife, doesn't matter. Every single role you've ever played, boss, employee, every single one. Bring them all up. They're part of what you have expressed as, but they are not who you are. Let those all fall into the lava as well. Hear the plop as they land. Hear the blub as they sink. Good. Keep the breath flowing. And now, we come to maybe the hardest for some of you, may not be for others, but definitely can be a difficult one because when we think of ourselves, it's what we see, and that's our body. You're not your body. You express through your body. It's part of who you are, but it's not all of who you are. Love it, hate it, feel good in it, feel sick in it, feel injured in it. All of those things that you've ever experienced in the body. Heights of pleasure, depths of pain. All of it can go away. Every 7 years, the scientists tell us, every cell in your body's been replaced. You're a whole new you. And yet, every single second, every atom in your body moves. There's a shift, and you're not who you were the second before. So it's time to shed the fallacy that who we were a moment ago defines who we are now. Now, if you happen to be listening to this by a real volcano, this is an exercise. Don't jump in. But, for everyone else, jump in. Let your body go into the lava. And watch yourself watching from up at the lip. Watch yourself sinking. Watch your body sinking into the lava, dissolving, being burned up. Imagine that. You can watch yourself. You can watch your body from outside your body. That's because you're not your body. We're getting closer now, down to the core of who we are. Getting closer. And so just feel yourself stretch out a little bit as that watcher up on the lip of the volcano. Stretch yourself all the way around the lip. Make a ring out of yourself until you can touch yourself. And let that ring become the oneness that you are. And now expand it up and over the top like you were a cap on top of that volcano. Like you're the upper half of a bubble. Feel yourself stretch into that form. And then feel the bottom of the bubble being created and you just gently float up off of that volcano as this bubble. And now fill yourself in so you're a sphere that is solid inside. You are infinitely flexible. You are infinitely powerful. You are infinitely present. Be your divine orb. Be the divine sun that you are. Light yourself on fire. Now you become the sun, beating down upon your volcano, shining upon it, lighting it up, so that the light from the lava is coming up to meet the light from you coming down. Breathe that in deeply. And now, allow you as that sphere, as that sun, to get smaller. Condense yourself. Condense yourself all the way back until you are almost a pinpoint of light. And know that there is infinite light in that pinpoint. But you're going down to that pinpoint for a reason. You're going down for a reason. Because down in the valley next to that volcano, there is a pool. It's not a pool of water. It's a pool of earth. A pool of mud. The earth itself is liquefied. And you're going to take yourself as that pinpoint down into that earth. And just imagine you're in the mud bath. And let yourself from that pinpoint expand out and take on new flesh. You are rebirthing yourself right now. You are recreating every cell of your being right now, leaving as much of the story dissolved in that volcano as you possibly can. Take on the story of the mighty divine you. If you'd like, you can even put on a cape like a superhero. But what you are putting on, what you are putting in, is your divinity, your light. And that light, that pinpoint of light, is filling up each and every cell as you rebuild a new body, as you build a new physical form for yourself. It is filling up the emotional body. It is filling up the mental body. It is filling up all of the energy of disempowerment from your past. And it is bringing your empowerment into it, because it is whispering in your mind that you created all those experiences, good, bad, and indifferent. And in remembering that, you smile. Because even when you felt disempowered, you were the creator. And so that experience is going into each and every cell as you rebuild yourself, as you upgrade your model. And allow yourself to breathe in deeply. It's okay, you can breathe mud now. You have that much power. You can take in all that you need. And now, from within that pool of liquid earth, you allow yourself to step forth onto the land. Onto the land. And you bring to yourself the energetic lines, like hoses, the energetic lines that are the lines connecting you in all of your relationships. And you send your light with your breath down each one of those. And it's a wake-up call into each one of your relationships. A wake-up call saying, I choose to be here in my power. I choose to relate to you in my power. From my source. And the ones of your relationships that can expand to meet you there. You can feel the hoses connecting you expand to that level. They get larger. They go from a garden hose to a fire hose. And you can feel the ones that can't, that will not expand. You can feel those hoses shrink, flatten, and drop away. And you can feel new ones, new hoses, new relationships coming to you to connect you with others out here in this dimension who have been waiting for you to be more in your power so that you were ready to join them in a more empowered community of light, of love, of creation. And you welcome these connections as they come to you. And give yourself permission to open to them in the physical dimension so that you can bring these people into your lives, so that you can meet directly, connect fully. And now we let the reality of those connections fall out of our consciousness for a moment. And we open up the connections, the hoses, to any and every area of our life that is not being lived exactly as we would like it to, whether that is finance, whether that is work, whether that is education, whether that is a particular
connection with someone, we would like to be different. You have just energized these relationships, but now we call forward in a consciousness the ones that are specifically at issue in our life in some way. So it can be a relationship with another person. It can be a relationship with a situation. And once more, we breathe our light down each one of these hoses, each one of these connections, and we expand the ones. We expand each area of our life, each relationship with our life, as fully as we are able. And if it is with another person, we get another measure, perhaps, of whether that person can be in relationship with an empowered us, with an empowered me. But the mental is not what is important here. It is the experiential. So allow yourself to feel this expansion in every area of your life that has been at issue. And allow yourself to breathe that expansion in to this new body and empower yourself with it. Feel the energy from each of these areas of your life coming into you in such a positive force. You feel yourself expanding. You feel yourself growing to meet the new opportunities coming your way. Wonderful. And breathe this all in. Breathe it all in. And while you are taking that in and coming back into your body in your own time, no hurry. Let yourself integrate at your own pace. I will step into the toning and bring in whatever being is going to come join us today to speak with us. So, for those of you who are back in your body and present enough to do so, just allow yourselves to breathe deeply with me to help anchor this being, help anchor this energy in for all of us while I do the toning. Bahela Jumba Diana Mahatiana Kete Omna Yana Ha Wala Jinukota. Hello and welcome, dear ones. This is Metatron, come to be with you today. Know that even if you do not know me with your mind, you know me with your energy. For to come into these dimensions, to come into this body, to come into this universe, you had to come through me. Literally. And so, know that when you are feeling out of sorts, when you are feeling lost, when you are wishing that you could go home again, and we know that each one of you feels this way sometimes, call upon our energy. Call our energy up within you, because in truth, we are the energy of home for you in this body, on this planet, in this dimension, in this universe. So breathe us in. And we come to you now, first and foremost, to re-anchor you in this reality, in this dimension. For you have been given an opportunity to cleanse much of what you have used to define yourself. And you have done a wonderful job of letting that fall away. But we are here to anchor you in this new expansion of your light, in this new expansion of your divinity, to bring it fully down or in or through your physical reality. Why? Because you worked with those energy connections that you have with other individuals. You worked with the energetic connections you have with certain relationships you have with aspects of your life. But what you may not know or may not fully understand is that you have relationships with all of the energies in what gets labeled as the mass consciousness. And what is the mass consciousness? Well, it is a conglomerate. It is an aggregate. It is all of the thoughts that have ever been thought in this dimension on this planet. It is all of the feelings that have ever been felt. And every time another being feels a certain feeling that is the same as has been felt before, they are drawn together instantly, and they grow. And each of those balls of energy, each of those feelings, and the same for each of those thoughts, grows. And the ones that are the largest, that are the most commonly thought, that are the most commonly felt, they have, as you might expect, the most weight. They have the most power. They have the most influence. And so they are what might be thought of as the status quo. They are what the majority on the planet think. And you know, because of who you are, that it is not always easy to be one who thinks or feels outside of what is acceptable to the majority. Part of why it is difficult, part of why it is uncomfortable, is because of the energetic weight pushing on you of what the majority think. You have a relationship with it. It is part of this reality. You are part of the entire consciousness that is this planet, that is this solar system, that is this galaxy, that is this universe. And on each one of these levels, there are mass consciousness energies that are affecting you. Now, there is a degree of separation, of segregation, if you will, of this planet because of what you are working through right now at the planetary level, seeking the ascension into the master consciousness for the planet and for as many of the inhabitants as possible. And so, that which is the solar, that which is the galactic, that which is the universal consciousness is separated a bit because you have free will that has been granted here on this planet. So, those other levels, the solar, the galactic, the universal, they are available to you, but you must reach out for them. They will not be imposed upon you. They do not push on you with weight. They wait, rather, for you to call to them. That is one of the reasons why, when we do have the chance to speak with you directly, we encourage you to reach out to us, to ask, and to open for our support, to ask and to open for our love to be with you, to ask and to open for our presence to be directly felt within your life. But I come here now to be with you, to anchor you in this empowerment, so that you carry more of that energetic weight within yourselves, of your own light, so that you, in this new form, bring forward as few as possible of your old habits of disempowerment. Yes, you dropped them into the volcano. I am here to integrate this new reality for you deeply into yourselves. And so allow yourself to breathe my presence through you. To breathe in my energy is to breathe in the energy of home. It is to remind yourself of your divine light and to remind yourself that you can be your divine light even while you are here. And that allows you to feel at home here. As strange and alien as this place is, you can still feel at home here if you allow yourself to be who you really are. And so breathe our presence through you. We say it yet again. Imagine that you are breathing us up through your feet like a fountain, like a spring coming out. And it is cooling, and it is refreshing, and it is home. And it fills you cell by cell by cell by cell, all the way up, all the way through. And it fills every aspect of you as well. It fills the emotional body. It soothes the old pain, healing it, easing it, letting it go even more deeply. It soothes the emotional body. And it soothes the mental body. It soothes the confusion. It soothes the misunderstanding. It soothes and releases thoughts of limitation, of unworthiness, of failure. And breathe us up. And through you, and imagine us flowing through you the way lava does through the volcano and shooting out the top of your crown. And yet it is you shooting through with us, you shining forth. And as the lava, when it comes out of the volcano, when it allows itself to express, it creates new reality, it creates a new world, literally. That's what you're doing today. Creating a new world for yourself. You put the old world into the lava and created a new world out of the earth, out of the potential, out of the light that you are. So feel that. Breathe deeply. Claim your divinity. Put a hand on your heart and feel the power, feel the fire within you. Put a hand on your head and feel the creativity in your thought. Put a hand on your abdomen. And feel yourself grounded. Feel yourself pregnant with your own new rebirthing. And so we give this to you. Claim it. Claim this connection to us. Do not just let us go today. Remember us tomorrow. Call us through you again. Remember us next week. Call us through you again. Remember us next month. Call us through you again. For we are always here waiting for you to remember more of who you are. To express more of who you are. To live more of who you are. Good. And so, we will take our leave. We will not open the phones today, for this is a day for you to be with you. and to be out of the mental body as much as you are able, to let this sink in, to let this integrate, to let this be. If it is possible for you in the rest of your day to move your body, to take a walk, that would be a wondrous thing for you. Well, you may feel like Frankenstein's monster lurching a little bit in your new form. You will become used to you again, but in a much more fulfilled way. And so we take our leave, but we leave our love. Namaste, dear ones. Well, take your time coming back from that as well. I am just going to give a few final thoughts here. 2 weeks ago, the last time I was live, I brought up but didn't fully explain something, and that is that from now on, I am going to be, in an ongoing way, giving away work, giving away channeling or other work on a monthly basis. The last time I'm live in a given month, I will be drawing one winner of an hour's worth of channeling or 15 minutes of channeling and another type of session with me to fill the rest of the time. And how do you get your name into that drawing? Well, you can do one of two things. You can either send me some feedback or comments, positive, negative, what you like, what you didn't like about the show this week. Or you can send me a question or a topic or multiple questions or topics. Or you can do both. Each week, you have the opportunity to get your name in the drawing one more time. So, I definitely would love to hear from you. It is my desire to create this show to serve not only myself, but to serve each one of you out there listening. And so that's why I'm choosing to do this. So let me know. Let me know you're there. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you didn't like. I also want to let you know that in 1 week, I will be offering not only this show, but also that evening, the next gateway activation for the full moon on the 17th. And that evening, the gateway will be opening. The energy we'll be working with is the energy of serenity. So if you can use a little more serenity in your life, or if you'd like to be of service to awaken more serenity for the planet, let me know. Drop me an email. We'll get you signed up, or we'll get you the information you need to make your decision. I also want to let you know, next week on the show, I'm going to have a guest. My first special guest, a good friend and colleague of mine, Leandra Murray, is going to be joining me. She is a galactic shaman, which speaks volumes to me. Galactic in that she's way out there, shamanic in that she is very grounded. She's an exceptionally powerful healer and teacher, and it will be my honor to have her here with me next week to share with you some of her path of exposing herself. And so that is what I know. And, well, I'm just going to tell. Hey, Doug, you can start the chimes now. And that's going to be basically it for today. Thanks for joining me today to co-create our time together. I can't create this without you. So, again, let me know what you think. Slip me an email. Give me a call. I always appreciate your feedback. And I'm always open to suggestions for future topics. You can also get into that drawing by suggesting guests if you want. I will be back next week live, same time, same place. I hope you'll join me again out there in the truth within. And remember, you never know where this show will go.